WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Jerry Zucker used to be funny for a living. Along with his brother David Zucker and their friend Jim Abrams, he was part of the team ZAZ, which made the Airplane and Naked Gun movies. But then Jerry Zucker went off to make dramatic movies on his own. The first one was called Ghost, and after that, he could do anything he wanted. His new movie stars Sean Connery, Richard Gere, and Julia Ormond in a version of the King Arthur legend. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of First Night.
Maybe it's because America is too scared of real gunplay to want to watch it at the movies, and yet not really willing to give up screen violence entirely. Or maybe it's because everything in Hollywood gets recycled eventually, and the moment to bring back Errol Flynn has finally arrived. In any case, for some reason, the movie industry has decided that what we want just now are medieval Englishmen sword fighting. Either hacking away at the Scots, as in Rob Roy and Braveheart, or just fighting amongst themselves, as in First Night. There's a very old-fashioned commercial strategy at work here. What's really being sold is a kind of date picture. A love story star-crossed and tragic enough to make grown women weep, dressed up with enough sword and shield nonsense to let men feel manly sitting next to them. But what director Jerry Zucker and screenwriter William Nicholson probably didn't intend was the giggling, which I'm afraid is exactly what First Night stirred in me. This is the story of that great old love triangle, King Arthur, Queen Guinevere, and the hunk Guinevere falls for, Sir Lancelot. It's a swell subject for a big, overblown Lerner and Lowe musical. And when it was called Camelot, that's exactly what it was. But take away the music, and what you've got is dialogue that still sounds like show tunes, crooned in this case by Sean Connery as King Arthur and Julia Ormond as his beloved Guinevere. Here Arthur remembers when he became aware of his future bride.
I never thought until that moment how sweet it must be to be loved by one woman. And for the first time in my life, I wanted...
What?
Oh, what all wise men say doesn't last. What cannot be promised or made to linger any more than sunlight. But I don't want to die without having felt its warmth on my face. Marry the king, Guinevere. But love the man.
I only know one way to love, my lord. And that is body and heart and soul.
Ah, but she also loves another. And that other is played by Richard Gere, who unfortunately has neither Sean Connery's dignity nor his accent. Gere can be a likable actor, but Lancelot is the most unlikely role he's had since King David. Unlikely because he's at least 15 years too old to be jumping around in the woods like a teen samurai, and also because he's several centuries too contemporary. Gere is a narcissistic American East Coast city boy, and watching him do his trademark studly swagger and say things like, "I can tell when a woman wants me, I can see it in her eyes," while the movie is otherwise trying to convince us that we're in 6th century Britain, well, at the very least, it's a hoot. And not the only one. The costumes are curiously reminiscent of early Star Trek, and a lot of the production design looks more Spielbergian than Arthurian. When Lancelot wins a tournament contest, and the prize is a kiss from Guinevere, the supposedly medieval crowd starts chanting, "Kiss, kiss, kiss, kiss," after which I half expected them to do the wave. Absurd anachronisms aside, the filmmakers seem to have made up most of their version of the story from scratch. And instead of providing innovations, they've come up with a string of movie cliches duller and cornier than any previous version of this material, which, after all, has been a part of Western culture since Geoffrey of Monmouth introduced it in the 12th century. The Naked Gun movies may not have been art, but at least they were funny on purpose.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. He reviewed First Night.